It is the sound of The Lions Rampant and a song called 7030 here on Kurt Bulls on Phoenix FM. I'm Nick Field, and joining me on the line should be Alex and Jamie from The Felony. Are you there, fellas?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Nick.
Hello, good evening. How the devil are the pair of you?
We're both, yeah.
Good, thanks.
Not too shabby.
Good. We like not too shabby on this show.
How are you?
Me? I'm fine.
Good.
I'm here. I've got my new five best friends here. I've got you on the phone. I couldn't be happier.
Good night for all.
Indeed it is. So, welcome to Phoenix FM. So, tell us a bit about this band of yours called The Felony, spelt with an I-E on the end, which makes you that little bit easier to Google. Was that the inspiration?
It was Jamie and our drummer, Ross, who started it in the first place, like, had a bit of a laugh. They, like, told me to, like, if I wanted to do, like, some guitar for it, and then we wrote some songs and I started singing as well.
Yeah, and I was going to be the guitarist to start with, but then we realised I was awful, so we got Greg in.
Yeah, and then Greg started writing some, good riffs, and then we decided we'd take it a bit more seriously because we got a few gigs, so it started getting a bit better, and then we're here now,
yeah,
playing big gigs to our friends, getting a bit more confidence, better songs, as you hear later.
Wow, trial and error sounds like the best thing ever then.
Yeah, it is.
Cool. So tell us a bit about The Felony sound.
We've gone from Britpoppy to being like
a bit heavier.
Indie, and then now we're sort of heavy rock, I guess, with the new song is probably our heaviest one of our set. Mm-hmm. And that's the sort of sound we're going for now because it sounds a bit better, I think, and we're all using our good riffs, and then Greg's coming up with some, like, special things, let's just say that.
Special things, eh?
Yeah. Everyone seems to be enjoying themselves now, and so everyone at the gigs has said that it's good, and just trying to keep it up, yeah, at least.
Oh, cool stuff. Who would you describe as being your main influences, or just who are you listening to a lot at the moment?
Well, personally, mine's just Kings of Leon and Block Party, really. I don't know, I think yours is...
Yeah, Biffy, at the moment, really. I'm listening to Biffy Clyro a lot, because our like new intro song, I think, is really like a Biffy intro.
Yeah.
So, Biffy Clyro being a big influence, because Simon Neil, I just think, is a quality frontman.
Indeed, I saw him... I saw Simon Neil at Reading this year with his bright blonde hair and even brighter pink trousers.
Yeah, it's magical, to say the least.
Yes, indeed.
And then Ross sort of, I don't know, he likes the heavier stuff, I guess, Enter Shikari, We're the Ocean, and then he likes his light stuff, so everyone sort of merges into, like, one, but we all have, like, our
different influences like, that come into it, so it sounds like a clash between about a million different genres.
Yeah.
Cool. We like clashing of about a million different genres.
It's a good start.
Indeed, you're clearly a band after my own heart.
Yeah.
So, and you'll be even closer to it in when you drop by the studio in March.
We're looking forward to that. Actually, we've started working out which ones we can do acoustically.
Excellent.
That sound quite good.
Excellent.
Should sound still as good as they do electric.
Hopefully.
Acoustically. So. All's good with that.
Phew. Before that appearance on the 2nd of March, you've got a few gigs coming up, haven't you? So tell us about those, including one very local one, I believe, coming up on Friday.
Yeah, we've got one on Friday at the Hermit. So everyone try and get down to that.
Doors at 7:30.
Doors are at 8:00, and it's £2 a ticket. We're playing with our good friends the 54s, who have been on your show before.
Mm-hmm.
And
they have indeed.
Called The Effects, who are meant to be quite good. So should be a good little gig. A couple of new songs we'll be playing. Test them out, see what everyone thinks. And then February 13th, we're playing at Bridge House 2 in Canning Town.
Sunday, innit?
Yeah, it's a Sunday. Yeah. And then Friday after we're playing Bar Lambs.
He knows it, I haven't got a clue.
Well, it's a good job someone does, really, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Cool. And what do you have in the way of recorded material at the moment? We're going to hear one track of yours, Lying Minds, in just a moment.
At the moment we're like recording at school because Greg and I both do music tech, so we get like the use of the music studio. So we've recorded one called Summer Song, which is our like happiest one. And now we've started recording Lying Minds, of course. And then hopefully
going to the studio at some point. Yeah, probably in February.
Maybe February we're going to a studio and get an EP done, I guess. Yeah. And start selling that at a gig.
Excellent. Well, it certainly sounds like you're keeping yourselves busy, which we always like to see on this show.
Yep.
So we've got this track coming up called Lying Mind. It's a bit of a work in progress, as far as I know.
Yeah, we
haven't recorded any of our parts yet.
We actually added the bass today, but we just didn't have enough time to put it on.
Fair enough. Okay. Right, well, where's the place that people can go to find out more about The Felony?
www.myspace.com/TheFelony.
I-E, not Y.
Yeah, that was I-E. F-E-L-O-N-I-E.
Righto. And people will be able to see you performing this Friday next,
Friday,
I suppose.
At the Hermit, £2. At 8 o'clock, the door's off.
54's a banging, come down.
I can vouch for that. I've seen them. Yes, I've also seen the fallout from one of their shows, and that's almost as fun. Right.
All right.
Right,